You're listening to CKUT. The following programming is taken from CKUT's Time Capsule Archives. For more from our 35 years of freeform broadcasting, visit our website at ckut.ca.
En, två, tre, fyra, fem sekunder. En, två, tre, fyra, fem sekunder.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3. This is the Chaotic Insurrection Ensemble hosting Montreal Sessions. My name is Kathy. I'm here in studio with...
Tellen!
Hooray for Tellen! And who else is here?
Jessica!
And...
Lucio!
Yes, so we're going to be playing some music for the next couple of hours. And we're also going to be interviewing Lucio from the Fanfare Popol. And we're going to be playing some music from the Fanfare Popol.
Sure.
Yeah. So, is there anything else we want to say at this point about our lives, about how the day is going?
It's a beautiful sunny day outside, and I've been having a really good time today, and I'm really excited to be on air and being able to share that good time with all of you out there. So,
that's
all right.
Great. Et on a juste entendu le Pink Puffers avec Heavy Brass, c'était la première chanson. Puis après ça, c'était une chanson de la Fanfare Popol. So we just, the song we heard before this one we're listening to now is by the Fanfare Popol. And we're going to continue listening to this song, and then we come back. I guess we'll be chatting a bit more with Lucio. Bye-bye, everybody. CKT 90.3. Welcome back. You're listening to CKUT 90.3.
Hi, everybody. This is Jessica. I play accordion in the Chaotic Insurrection Ensemble, and that was the What Cheer Brigade we just heard. I'm sitting right next to Lucio from the Fanfare Pourpour, and we're going to be talking with him a little bit. I have a funny story to relate from marching band to marching band and how I met their band and what we do now and how it all relates. Because I met the Fanfare Pourpour about 10 years ago when I moved in with the snare drum player, Jonas Slavinsky. And he would tell stories of his marching band and the beginnings of the marching band in 1974, roaming the alleyways of Montreal. And I had this really romantic image of how really awesome that would be if that was me. and he was really good at telling stories. He would hit the table with his hand to the drum beat and imitate trumpets and trombones with his mouth while he was telling the story. And just imagine what it would be like hanging your laundry up on your clothesline and having them walk down your alleyway or stopping washing dishes to go and see what was going on. And and it's just really funny because that's what I do now with the marching band. We wander around alleyways and people stop hanging their laundry on laundry lines to try to figure out what we're doing and whatever. So I'm really excited about sitting here next to Lucio. We're going to talk about their marching band, the Fanfare Pourpour, and a whole bunch of other things too. Yeah. Can start.
Okay, so this is Telen here again. I'm going to be asking the first question. So, how did the Fanfare Pourpour start?
The Fanfare Pourpour, in fact, started 30 years ago, and they were called other name like L'Enfanfare, Le Pouet-Pouet Band, and they had many stories, many trip to Europe and United States with buses, and after it stopped, there was like a whole of 10, 15 years, and it came back with the original members that were around the fire and asking themselves if they wanted to restart a fanfare. So there was the new start of the Fanfare Pourpour. Pourpour, it's a word from the Quebec poet. Poet Quebec, Claude Gauvreau, and so now from 15, but not 15 years, but quite, the Fanfare Pourpour is going with the album. There's three albums now.
Okay.
And I met this Fanfare Pourpour because this Jonas Slavinsky wasn't there a special night, and I replaced him on the drum.
Oh.
And that was my first contact with them, because I'm not in there. There's a lot of family in the Fanfare Pourpour, like with the sisters and kids and boyfriend and mothers, but I'm like external members that came from the outside world, and I meet them so at this place on the Papineau Mont-Royal,
okay.
By replacing Jonas on the snare drum. And after, when they need an accordionist to replace Lou Babin, that was going to sing with another project, I came play accordion with them. And after, when she came back, I just stayed with her because we really like each other, and it was so fun. So that's why I am in the Fanfare Pourpour now today. And we are working on a fourth album now to record in next winter. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear it when it's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the other question. Next question. Is the Fanfare Pourpour, and a lot of members in it, have had like a strong commitment to having social spaces, community spaces, accessible spaces, like everything. Like, there's not really ever been cover charges for stuff. And like,
yeah.
And the music collective too, there's a lot of
it's all a philosophic thing. Many musicians have many bands, but we like connect in the Fanfare Pourpour by a way of inviting many people to do project for fun, It's not like Fanfare Popo do not go to showcases to try to play in each club of the province. It's always a unique project that is working, and after we're doing another. And there's always a lot of social exchange. Like, for example, we went to France on the month of February, and we worked there to play in school, in bibliothèque, mm. for kids and people who have less money. We go play, like, do a ball. I don't know how to say this in English. A ball, a gros ball.
A ball, yeah.
A ball, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and after there was a big parade at the end of the 2 weeks. And it was the second time that we went this winter, because the first time was so good that they re-invited us this year at Bordeaux. So it's yes, and at the start, when it started 30 years ago, they went go play in the street every Sunday with casserole.
Pots and pans.
Yeah, and trumpets. So the philosophy is still staying, I think, in the fanfare. And sometimes we go play in the street just for fun. We put a hat on the ground and we go drink a beer with that after.
Nice. And you personally do a lot, like, benefits and community events, and you even, like, participated at our very own cultural insurrection convention l'année passée. Comment ces événements rejoignent à tes valeurs, à toi?
Il y a toutes sortes de métiers qui existent dans la vie. En étant musicien, je rejoins mes valeurs parce que, en général, quand on joue de la musique qui est heureuse, on veut la diffuser à des gens, les gens peuvent recevoir cette musique-là. C'est sûr que si on joue de la musique triste, puis qu'on est juste triste tout le temps, c'est ça qu'on va donner aux gens, mais on peut être engagé en essayant de jouer de la musique qui touche les personnes, et de la musique positive, qui donne le goût aux gens d'être plus heureux. Moi, personnellement, c'est comme ça que je vois ça. Avant, j'écrivais des musiques peut-être plus tristes, et puis j'étais peut-être plus dark, mais j'aime diffuser de la musique en étant bien heureux pour que les gens sortent du spectacle qui ait le goût de faire pareil. Mais la musique, ça a des limites. C'est juste jouer de la musique sur un stage, c'est cool, mais c'est pas comme des vraies actions que les gens posent. T'sais. La musique, c'est un instrument pour communiquer des idées, mais les idées, après, doivent être faites par des vraies actions. Nous, ce qu'on peut faire en musique, c'est d'aller jouer gratuitement pour supporter des événements, des bénéfices pour des enfants malades, pour des gens qui veulent construire une maison pour accueillir... je sais pas, toutes sortes de projets. C'est en faisant des spectacles bénéfices pour des groupes qui veulent aller aider des personnes au Nicaragua. Ou, des événements comme ça, il en manque pas. Il y en a toujours, il y en a plein. C'est notre façon à nous de pouvoir aider dans la communauté. Mais moi, personnellement, ces temps-ci, j'en cherche des plus concrètes. Là, mais la musique, ça l'aide. Ça peut aider. Ça peut supporter des causes. Comme là, avec Sagapool, qui s'appelait Manouche avant, on s'en va à Rouyn-Noranda en fin de semaine pour un bénéfice qui s'appelle « Le jour de la Terre ». Et puis là c'est une autre forme de bénéfice, c'est-à-dire c'est pour la terre, c'est pour l'environnement. Alors il y a plusieurs façons là, d'aider comme ça. En musique, c'est comme ça que ça se passe pour la plupart des gens. Ouais.
I was just asking, like, I guess more about that. We're just wondering, you know, how do you think that music as a whole can affect movements? How can it create social change? How can it change people's way of thinking about the world? You know, like what exactly is the power of music there, and how can it be used, I guess?
I think the power of music, it's never going to be like a real action, but the real power of music for me is the language. That it's not French, English, Italian, or the thing, language, music. And for me, because I am an instrumental player for the most of my bands, it's really like a way to talk to people directly without words, without this type of word, this language. It's like, for me, there's something that is not political about music that can touch everyone more rapidly than a poem with words. Words sometimes it's too defining to express some. It's too defining, or it's not enough defining. But music, it can go direct to the heart of people. So that's that's the reason why I like music, especially instrumental music, like the fanfare is doing, like the insurrection fanfare is doing. And we all say all that we want, and people after can make their own version of what we're trying to say to them.
Yeah.
I met somebody this weekend who talked about music as a tool to support struggle, direct action, and organizing. I guess another question that we had was how the marching band has changed over the past, like, 30-something years. Like, I guess it's gone through its phases and took a break for 15 years. Was 15 years?
For the Fanfare Popo?
Yeah.
It's take a break. But now, everywhere we go, festivals or anything, they always want us to do a show on stage, but they don't want to miss the chance to make a parade in the festival in the street. So it's always something going on. I don't know, maybe it's more radical that at the time, because at the time, you know, it was the 70s and it was another world, and we weren't born yet.
You weren't born yet.
But maybe it would be great sometime to invite a oldest person from this fanfare to see the difference, because I can speak for them too. I know that they're morally want to communicate the value of love, exchange, and peace, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'd be fun to play together to our bands, our bratty little band. I was trying to get to also somebody that you guys met, I don't know how recently, Lars Helmer, who also changed a little bit the direction musically of the fanfare.
But that's a great example of exchange. Lars Helmer was the friend of Jean de Rome, who is.
Mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Estou tão sozinho. Porque tudo é tão triste. Beleza que existe. Beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. She passes, each one she passes goes,
the sea. She looks straight ahead, not at me. She doesn't see.
signore e signori, forte forte la...
Thank you. man's creation. It's not a fad, a real sensation. Let's do it, you can do it too. It was started by a Latin who brought the dance to all Manhattan, and he called it Mambo a la Savoy.
Dulce como rapadura, mueve negra tu cintura, más que la timbatadura, mueve duro tu cintura.
If you want an easy lesson, just ask the Latins from Manhattan, and they'll teach you the Mambo a la Savoy. Just ask the Latins from Manhattan, and they'll teach you the Mambo a la Savoy. Mambo
a la Savoy.
Mambo
a la Savoy.
Mambo!
Skylark, I don't know if you can find
find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Que te has convertido mi alma, ya nada me conforma, si no estás tú también.
Más allá de tus labios, del sol y las estrellas, hundido en la distancia, lado mío
Foyo. Welcome to another edition of Macondo y Club de los Feos, this week live here in studio on CKUT 90.3 FM, 3647 University, corner of Pine Avenue. And oui, si vous n'êtes pas un anglophone de souche, vous pouvez quand même écouter notre émission. On commence avec la salsa para el que sabe, el que no que aprenda. Roberto Roena avec Guaguancó de la Dios, Guaguancó de la Dios. Roberto Roena et su Apollo Sound. Salsa para el que sabe, el que no que aprenda. With you, Juan Carlos Quintana, till 10 p.m. This is Macondo y el Club de los Feos.